For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. AAA projects that 1.65 million Wisconsinites will travel at least 50 miles from home during the Thanksgiving holiday period, which runs to Monday, December 1st. This marks a 2% increase over last year and sets a new record for Thanksgiving travel in the Badger State. Nationwide, AAA expects 81.8 million Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. That's an increase of 1.6 million travelers compared to 2024. AAA projects that nearly 73 million Americans will travel by car this Thanksgiving, representing almost 90% of all holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, more than 1.45 million residents will drive to their destinations. That number could rise if travelers opt to avoid potential flight disruptions. AAA expects 6 million Americans to fly domestically this Thanksgiving, a 2% increase from 2024. In Wisconsin, over 140,000 residents will take to the skies. Given recent flight reductions, that number could end up being lower as flights get canceled or travelers make other plans. Domestic airfares are similar to last year, averaging $700 for a round trip. Flying on Thanksgiving Day can offer savings, but return flights on Sunday and Monday tend to be the most expensive. Some travelers are adjusting their schedules to avoid peak travel days. Travel by bus, train, and cruise is expected to rise 8.5% nationally, reaching nearly 2.5 million travelers. In Wisconsin, more than 50,000 residents will travel by these modes. Thanksgiving cruises to the Caribbean are especially popular for their warm weather and all-inclusive appeal. Thanksgiving remains the busiest travel holiday of the year, surpassing both Memorial Day and Independence Day. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.73 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 9.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 12 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.03 a gallon. The national average is down 2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.8 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.78 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, ahead of the peak of Thanksgiving travel, the national average has remained relatively steady, holding close to where it's been for the last few weeks. The United States Geological Survey office in La Crosse is closing. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to U.S. Department of the Interior budget documents, the primary area of research conducted in La Crosse will end, justifying closing the facility. The La Crosse facility focuses on ecosystems research. According to the Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center website, the La Crosse facility employs 86 biologists, geographers, and other scientists or specialists. It's unclear if employees at the facility will have the chance to relocate or continue their research. November is National Diabetes Month, a time when communities across the country seek to bring attention to the disease. With so many factors affecting it, managing diabetes this time of year can be difficult. The Richland Hospital and Clinic's diabetes education coaches offer advice on how to navigate these seasonal challenges this holiday season. Grace Denman is one of two, soon to be three, certified diabetes care and education specialist at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
So when I see my patients and we talk about more some holiday planning, because a lot of them then tell me that they start to get anxious around this time because their sugars are looking good and now they're heading into that holiday season. We talk about still choosing the vegetable options that are offered at the celebration that you're at. You don't have to overfill your plate. You can always go back for seconds, so don't feel like you need super large portions on your plate. Stop when you're full. We don't need to eat way past that, where then now we feel like we have to unbutton our pants and sit around. The other big one that we talk about is the importance of movement after our meal. So instead of settling in and watching football, it is better for our blood sugars and just our bodies in general to move around. So maybe you say, hey, who wants to walk the block with me? Or maybe you offer to help clean up so that you are continuing to move around instead of settling into the couch with the other people who are. That way we can use up some of that sugar. We can use our muscles that use sugar when they're moving and kind of clear some of that out.
The Richland Hospital and Clinic Certified Diabetes Care and Education Specialist are available by appointment to provide diabetes support for patients learning how to manage their health. Appointments can be made by calling 608-647-6321. Supply chain problems, shipping delays, and inflation can make it even tougher to create and stick to a budget during the holidays. Learn how to create a holiday budget that covers gifts, travel, and parties without going into debt. Planning ahead and knowing your spending limits are more important than ever. The Better Business Bureau shares step-by-step tips to plan spending, track expenses, and save money. Start by reviewing your income, subtracting essential monthly expenses like rent, utilities, groceries, and debt payments. Decide how much you can realistically spend on gifts, travel, parties, and other holiday costs, and set a clear spending limit. Review any outstanding debts, especially high-interest debt. If you can't pay it off before the holidays, reduce spending and focus on low-cost or free ways to celebrate. Inflation can increase the cost of gifts, groceries, gas, and other holiday essentials. Compare prices before buying, adjust your budget where necessary, and consider scaling back gift-giving to stay on track. Create a detailed gift list with every recipient, set a price range for each, and brainstorm ideas in advance. This helps prevent impulse purchases and ensures you stay within your overall budget. Use a budgeting app, spreadsheet, or notebook to monitor purchases. Knowing exactly how much you've spent keeps you accountable and helps prevent overspending. Take advantage of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday deals, plus loyalty points or cashback programs. Compare prices, look for free shipping, and bundle purchases where possible. Start saving early to reduce financial strain. Set aside funds for unexpected expenses or last-minute gifts. Avoid panic buying. Shortages don't justify overspending. Consider alternative gifts like handmade items, acts of service, or family gift exchange. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a 5-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Very windy with light snow and blowing snow today. Amounts will be less than an inch, but wind gusting to between 40 and 50 will keep that blowing snow going, especially while snow is falling. There could be some visibility issues. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping into the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.